And I leave you with this question. Why are so many Christians today afraid to die? Remember the old black spirituals from the slavery era? Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world and going home to live with God. No more weeping and wailing. I'm going to live with God. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. The anticipation of being in the presence of Christ. Why are so many Christians today afraid to die? Well, I think one reason is this. We have laid up for ourselves treasures on earth, which means that each day of our life, as we get closer to the day we die, we are moving away from our treasures. Jesus said, turn it around. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. And then every day of your life, instead of backing away from your treasures, you'll be headed toward your treasures. He who spends his life moving away from his treasures has reason to despair. He who spends his life moving toward his treasures has reason to rejoice. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise you for who you are, your greatness. You are our greatest treasure. You are the treasure that defines all other treasures. You are the source. We are but derivative. The other treasures are but tributaries coming off of the great stream of your delights. We pray, Father, that in this time, in these days, we could be encouraged, that we would draw near to you, that we would sense your presence in a powerful way, in a life-changing way, and that you would help us and only you, not just help us, that you would break the bondage in this realm of money love and being centered in possessions. God, help us to honor you by your grace, by your empowerment, to put you first, to learn to reciprocate your grace in a responsive way, your grace being the lightning, our giving being the thunder. And help us, Lord, to help our people whose habits of giving are shameful, and perhaps some of ours are equally shameful. And help us to come to terms with what we are missing out on. The blessings and the joy that would be ours if we draw close to you by extending the grace that you have shed abroad in our hearts through Jesus Christ. We pray in his name. Amen.